بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكأي من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا فذاقت وبال أمرها وكان عاقبة أمرها خسرا. أعد الله لهم عذابا شديدا فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب الذين آمنوا. قد أنزل الله إليكم ذكرا رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور. ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا قد أحسن الله له رزقا. الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. Many were the towns that transgressed the command of their Rabb and the command of their Rasuls, then we had called them to account, to a severe account, and punished them with an exemplary punishment. Then they tasted the evil, they tasted the horrible consequences of their conduct, and the end of their conduct was total loss and failure. Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them a severe punishment. So, O people of understanding who believe, fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for Allah Ta'ala sent down a message to you, and also sent a Rasul who will recite to you his words. He will recite to you his clear words in order that he may lead forth those who believe and do righteous works from the depths of darknesses towards light. And one who believes in Allah Ta'ala and does righteous works, Allah Ta'ala will admit him into gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. And قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا, Allah Ta'ala will provide him with an excellent provision. It is Allah Ta'ala who created the seven heavens and the earth of a similar number, and through the midst of that through the midst of them all comes down his command that you may know that Allah Ta'ala has power over all things, and Allah Ta'ala surrounds everything in knowledge. The seven heavens, and similar is the earth of a similar number. The location, how, and details, etc. have not been given to us. However, what was needed for mankind, Allah Ta'ala explained all that in detail. What he didn't need, then Allah Ta'ala did not mention that in detail. Our work is to just believe in what he has sent down. To get into unnecessary discussions, this is not what Allah Ta'ala had asked us to do. Yes, he had asked us to understand his command and thereafter apply it to our lives. Going by this principle avoids a lot of complications and unnecessary discussions. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you declare impermissible what Allah Ta'ala has made halal for you? You seek to please your wives And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most compassionate. Allah Ta'ala has ordained for you the dissolution of your oaths, and it is Allah Ta'ala that is your protector and is all-knowing and full of wisdom. Remember when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had confided in one of his wives, then when she divulged the secret and Allah Ta'ala made him know about it, then he announced it to her, announced part of it to her and left out part. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ, when he did tell her about it, then she asked, and who told you about this? Nabi Sam replied, the one that is all-knowing and well acquainted, it is he who has informed me about this. But nonetheless, you have divulged the secret, so in tatuba ila Allah, if you do repent to Allah Ta'ala, then really your hearts were inclined towards wrong. And if you support each other against the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will be of no avail. Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ, Allah Ta'ala is the guardian of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jibreel, as well as all the righteous believers, and the Malaika will also support Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with all this. It was the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after Asr Salah, he would pay a visit to all his respected families. And on one such occasion, he had spent slightly more time at the residence of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha. It was obvious that the rest of the wives felt something. Aisha and Hafsa radiallahu anha had discussed that we will work something to divert this type of particular attention. So when Nabi Sam had finished his round with Zainab radiallahu anha, and he had come on to Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, so she says, I sense some type of an unpleasant smell coming from you. So Nabi Sam says that I had only taken honey at the residence of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha. So she said, perhaps the honeybee had extracted some juice from the maghafir tree that has an unpleasant odor. Upon this, Nabi Sam took an oath that I will not eat of honey in future. And all this was on account of his high, sublime character, that he didn't want the slightest hurt and slightest injury to any of his wife's respected families. So he had taken an oath that he will never eat honey, just on account of this single complaint that was brought forward to him. So Allah Ta'ala had declared that this oath must be dissolved and broken down. لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ, though it is on account of your sublime and high standard of character that you resolve to oath not to eat of this, though you did not consider this to be a haram commodity, but you don't need to go to this extent in order to seek to please them. So Allah Ta'ala commands that you dissolve this type of an oath. Again, we see the love of Allah Ta'ala for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he addresses him with Ya Ayyuhun Nabi, not by his name. And further, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to put himself into unnecessary difficulty, that he resolves by oath not to eat this blessing or this comfort. So Allah Ta'ala's special attention on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the type of special favor that Allah Ta'ala focuses upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very clear and evident in this verse. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned this to his wife, that I'm mentioning this to you in confidence, that I will not eat of honey in future, and you shouldn't divulge the secret. Obviously, if the secret is going to be divulged, it's going to bring some type of hurt and injury to the feeding of Zainab radiallahu anha. But accidentally, one wife then divulged the secret to the other. And Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this is what has happened. So again, look and marvel at the beautiful conduct and the character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. عَرَّفَ بَعْدَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْدَ, he brought it to her, he brought this to her attention, the one that had divulged the secret. Nabi Sam just made a mention of part of it, and he left out the rest. Just to inform her, that's what happened, this is the wahi that has come down, but did not explain her mistake in detail, not to cause unnecessary pain. Look at the sunnah, the Mubarak way of Nabi Sam, the way he had treated his household. If it is a misdemeanor, then how he covers up the fault and mistake. And number two, how he tries to please them. And again, when he has to correct them, then with what care he corrects them as well. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا. Obviously, it was a wrong secret, was not supposed to be divulged. So Nabi Sam had to correct, as he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is any misconduct, then it is an obligation of Nabi Sam to correct the situation. So he had to bring it to her notice. But then again, with what care he brings it about. The third thing we need to understand also, woman or any person for that matter has some type of limitation. Moreover, women have some limitation. Each one wants that special attention from the husband. So this is natural in women. If they're trying to seek that special attention, you will not say that she's doing something that is totally wrong. Rather, it's within her nature. She wants that special attention and focus from the husband. Therefore, she does certain things. So it will be taken in that breath that she didn't mean something that was foul and wrong. Rather, she wanted that special attention. And then, which ummati doesn't seek the attention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obviously, this is right in its place, but the method that was used to seek that type of attention was not appropriate. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala corrects the situation and says that if you do ask for forgiveness, you do repent, then your hearts were inclined towards the incorrect behavior. And وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ. Remember, if you support each other against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you cannot have any type of refuge. You will be just left out, you will be singled out, because the entire world is with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala, Jibreel, the righteous believers, the Malaika, all are with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the right thing for you to do is to repent. Bringing to our attention that when a wrong has been discovered in an individual, some mistake, some wrong, small or big, then instead of him making stories and trying to cover himself up and looking for some type of a false and artificial refuge and defense, the right thing, the correct thing is turn to Allah Ta'ala, ask for repentance, beg his mercy and beg his forgiveness.